I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We'll have to ask Mike McCarthy at 6:30 if there's anything else to report, but it looks like we are as healthy as you could have ever hoped going into the playoffs for Sunday's game.
That's all you got to ask for when it comes down to the postseason. A lot of this is a game of attrition, and you know, whoever the healthiest team is the one that advances, because these teams are so close anyway in general in the postseason.
And we haven't talked a ton about Jimmy G's hand, his thumb issue. Loffenberg did yesterday with us, saying it was clearly affecting him at the end of the year. Jimmy says his hand feels a lot better, but that's a factor in the game if he takes another hit on it.
Oh, for sure. You know, he throws the ball, hits a helmet. Absolutely is a factor. And then, you know, if he's out of the game, you've got a whole different set of issues on your hands, because now Trey Lance comes in, and Trey is he's not a thrower necessarily. He can throw, but I mean, he is like, he's electric with his feet too. He's got a cannon for an arm, so I mean, he just presents a different set of problems. And it also gives San Fran some problems because he's not as polished.
The line on this has not moved.
Nope,
it has stayed at 3. With an over-under of 51, what does that mean? Are we going to get late money?
Some late steam?
Yeah.
Some late juice? You might on this one.
When does it usually come in? Like late Saturday night, early Sunday morning?
You'll get a change late, on Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. But, you know, you also would have had an early change, too, and this thing just didn't. Now, one thing that has flipped, okay. And as you've seen this week go on, 2 days ago, San Francisco had a pro better advantage by like 4%.
What does that mean?
That means the professional gamblers were betting heavy on San Fran. Mm. Well, as we've gotten closer to kickoff and closer to the game, the pro advantage has flipped. The Cowboys now have a 5% pro advantage. However, more money and more tickets are on San Francisco. Almost 60% of all bets have been placed on San Fran, 54% of all money on San Fran.
So we got the full preview. We got official picks. We got insiders. But one topic we haven't discussed this week, I got one tweet about this, and I just immediately swatted it and rejected it because I think the notion, the possibility of it, the idea is ridiculous, and it's never going to happen. But yesterday, Jay Glazer, one of the best two NFL insiders in the business, was on the Dan Patrick Show. By the way, I didn't realize, Jay, how much he suffered from depression. He is coming out with a new book. And, man, go listen to that interview. And it was beyond interesting. He said he wakes up every single morning, like, freaking out, has no feeling of self-worth, doesn't think he deserves anything that he's achieved. And he just has low self-esteem that he can't escape. So he wrote a book on that, but he was going on the Dan Patrick Show to talk about all the different rumors and the jobs. And remember, there are many, me, who think that Glazer played a major role in getting McCarthy hired here. So he is tight with Mike, and he was asked, is Mike McCarthy definitely safe if the Cowboys lose on Sunday?
I think he is. I would think. But I don't, with the Joneses, I don't know. Here's the other thing. Cowboys are a different place. Ooh, that's like, this is why I say like Troy Aikman's the biggest gangster of all time, because, and that's why Dak is such a gangster. That position is like the head coach or quarterback of, and it's like Jimmy Johnson's like incredible. Those two positions are like the center fielder for the Yankees and the shortstop for the Red Sox and the center for the Lakers, the point guard for the Celtics, all wrapped up in one. The attention that you get, right? And all the outside noise that you have to deal with. And they get a guy there, Mike McCarthy, that's just got them to think football, football, football. I think he's done a phenomenal job. But obviously, with them, their expectations are so incredibly high.
So that's him saying, I don't think so, but anything is possible with the Joneses. Jerry just proved how loyal he was with Jason Garrett. And someone said, oh, do you have Dan Quinn take over the team for McCarthy if they lose on Sunday? No. Mike McCarthy's here to stay. He's here next year 100 million%. Done. Over with. Crazy to think otherwise. Right, RJ?
Maybe.
What?
Maybe. Give me the game story.
All right, the game story is they lose 30-7.
He's out.
Out?
It's not even a doubt. No, that doesn't mean that he should be out.
Right, no. 30-7.
Would you not say, like, what coach this weekend is, I don't want to say under the spotlight more, but like what coach in the playoffs is going to have the same amount of pressure that Mike has on?
I know, but it's his, what is this, his second year?
Second year, I know, it's not fair.
He just went 12-5.
I know, I agree. But
pressure. It's not Arians, it's not Sirianni.
If you lose 30-7 in a home playoff game.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Belichick's getting run. You don't lose 30-7 at home in a playoff game.
All right, 30-10.
I mean, it's the same
30-13.
Same thing. You lose by 17. You lose by three scores at home in a playoff game?
No, but seriously, though, honest to God, you think that he would be fired if they lost 30-7? You think they would get rid of him? There's no way in hell. No chance.
I think if they lose 30-7, like all bets are off.
Wow. Okay. Troy, what do you think? Break the tie over here.
I mean, I think what has to happen this Sunday is what happened last Sunday. All the stars have to align, because last Sunday during NFL Sunday, everything aligned perfectly and without warning to the possibility that the Steelers weren't going to the playoffs if that game had ended in a tie between the Chargers and Raiders. No one thought it would happen. But it came so close. I was like, oh, my God, it almost happened. That's what would have to happen on Sunday. Yeah. The Cowboys would have to get blown out. Dak would have to play the whole game. Mike McCarthy would have to make a dumb decision or a stupid challenge that would cost him, a la the Giants running it on a quarterback sneak. There would have to be so many lines of procedure done in order for him to get a pink slip.
Yeah, I mean, it would take a lot. Like, 30-7 would help. That would be a lot. Like, first of all, 30-7, Kellen's out. He's fired. Gone.
Well, listen to this. This is interesting. Mike Florio, what happens if the Cowboys lose this weekend?
If the Cowboys lose this weekend, I think what's going to happen is they're going to strike some sort of a deal with their offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, like they once had in place with Jason Garrett, to take over eventually for Mike McCarthy. And eventually will be whenever Jerry Jones decides it is. During the 2022 season, depends on how they do. After the 2022 season, during the next season. But I think they don't want to let Kellen Moore get away, because other teams are going to be interested. They want to groom him to become Tom Landry. Jerry Jones tried to do it with Jason Garrett and maybe waited too long with Jason Garrett before giving up. I think they're going to try to do it again with Kellen Moore. So that's the balance here. I don't think McCarthy gets fired, But I think they're going to mobilize to make sure that they can transition from McCarthy to Kellen Moore the same way they transitioned from Wade Phillips to Jason Garrett.
Wow. So as we were all mentally preparing for and maybe packing Kellen Moore's bags, Florio brings it back to a topic we had in the middle of the season when the offense was on fire to say, yeah, don't forget about the Jason Garrett type future deal for Kellen Moore. So yeah. I just thought those two clips were interesting yesterday from the DP show.
And I don't know if Jerry does that again. I mean, that it didn't work the first time.
Plus, we're on the, you know, we're year two of a 5-year deal. Like, you want McCarthy looking over his shoulder the next 2 or 3 years?
You don't want that. You really don't want that. So, I mean, like, the chances are is that even if he loses, there's not in trouble. I mean, I think if he gets blown out, like, it becomes in play, but. I mean, the reality is that they'll scapegoat somebody. If they lose 30-7, they'll scapegoat Kellen Moore.
Well, it's not going to be Will McClay.
No.
Because they agreed to a new contract yesterday, so Cowboy fans were rejoicing throughout the Metroplex. We'll ask Coach about that in 20 minutes, and Amari Cooper was fined $14,650 for violating COVID protocols showing up to the Dirk Mavs ceremony on the sideline next to CeeDee Lamb. $14,650 got signed the week prior, or prior to that, I'm sorry. He was on the sidelines at the Cotton Bowl cheering on Alabama against Cincinnati.
Why are they fining him? I don't get it.
Because an unvaccinated player can attend a sporting event but must sit in a luxury suite.
Correct.
With a mask and not be surrounded by more than 10 people.
But he is considered vaccinated in the eyes of the CDC right now. Well, and the NFL. He is not being tested until February 13th. If you're not being tested to walk in the building, they are telling you, you are vaccinated and fine. So they're telling you. He just had it. He literally can't get, even if he wanted to get the vaccine right now, he could not get it. I can't. I just had COVID over Christmas. I can't get the booster until March, whatever. I can't, or late February. I can't get it. Even if I wanted to get it today, I could not. I would have to lie, which, you know me, Sean. I am totally against lying.
It's in your skill set.
I mean, they're not even testing him. So why does it matter if the league's not testing him because he just had it? That's the same as them saying that he is immune to it. And if he's immune to it, where the hell do they care where he goes?
So that's the latest with America's team. Mike McCarthy live at 6:30. But how about around the rest of the NFL? Philadelphia wants Tom Brady's hand, not head. They want his hand on a platter. And the former NFL player who says you better take that little pill if you want to survive the cold this weekend. That's all next with Sean and RJ plus Brian Flores to the Giants. Next on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mike McCarthy is coming up at 6:30. It's the playoff edition here on Sean and RJ live on the Fan Cam. You're in a good mood today.
It's playoff time. My song was a banger that I made this morning. You know, it's good. It's good. I found a poker house, I think, that it'll hit up this weekend.
And he's a big fan of Crazy Town. So anytime he hears like songs from 01 to 02, he's down with it.
It's the little things for RJ. Like, I wish I could get as excited about the little things in life. Yesterday in the commercial break with the foam roller, like, he felt like
fiber. I'm sorry, what?
The foam roller. There's a foam roller he messes with down here on the ground in the commercial breaks. And, you know, he gets like 5 or 6 back cracks like everybody else, but he just got to broadcast and celebrate it like he won the Super Bowl. It's, oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Well,
and then today, in the commercial break, he's telling me about his dry feet. And he's like,
my feet have been itchy, a little dry. So last night, I mixed coconut oil and lotion, rubbed it all over, and then put socks on to sleep. It baked it in like a little cocoon.
But I can see him so waking soft up, and he's like, "Oh yeah, yes, yes. Oh my gosh, it's the little things that you enjoy in life.
You gotta appreciate that.
That's good.
Have you ever squished your toes together, like move them, and like they're sliding? They're all like lubed up. Feels great, man.
I haven't felt myself when I'm lubed.
Patriots, Bills, supposed to be one of the coldest playoff games of all time. Right now, it's looking like 4 degrees in Buffalo on Saturday night. And someone who has some experience in the AFC East, ESPN analyst Bart Scott, had some advice for Josh Allen and anyone else to warm themselves up.
Here's the issue with Josh Allen. Over the last 15 years, he's the second worst completion percentage in the NFL in freezing temps. The guy hates the cold. He doesn't play well. And he says the reason is because he's got bad circulation. So his toes get cold. And as you know, with your feet.
Can I get you a suggestion for him?
You want me
Josh to? Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. Got to put that circulation going right.
I don't know how to move off of that.
I don't have any medical background, so I don't really have a response to that. But you played, so you must know something.
A lot of us take Viagra, right? Because Viagra opens up the blood vessels.
A lot of us take Viagra. What do you mean
a lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes. Because Viagra was first a heart medicine, right? So it builds up circulation, which makes sure that it gets the circulation to the feet.
So Bart is saying this with a completely straight face. Yeah. Lewis Riddick doesn't know what to say. He's stunned. And Damian Woody is just dying laughing. Fortunately, we have an insider for this.
Yes.
Here on 105.3 The Fan. Turn it over to RJ Choppy.
All right. Here we go. I love this. By the way, via BlueChew.com, promo code RJ if you wanted to get started with that one.
There you go.
Like, there's, of course, the risk that Josh is, like, I don't know, like, heart explodes because he's, like, 20. but, yeah, it's a vasodilator. That's what it is. It just opens up your blood vessels and allows the blood to circulate a little bit better. Generally, it circulates to one area, and that kind of helps it out. I don't know if Josh is going to be, like, tackled. And, like, what happens if he gets tackled but his, like, third leg holds him up? Like, is that, you know, they say one elbow down is on the ground means you're down.
Yeah.
Well, what about your tripod gets you know, knocked down? Like, he's sitting there. Like, can he hold himself up by that? You know, what happens? Like, one, what happens there? Like, does the ref just swallow his whistle? See what I did there on that one? Is that what happens? Is he just swallow his whistle on that one?
Do you buy that this would work?
I do.
I believe Bart Scott that him and other players have taken Viagra. Yeah.
Circulation will help you stay warm. I absolutely believe this. Now there are Dawson Knox talked about this being like a illegal. I don't know.
Heard that Viagra can actually make you test positive for PEDs. I think there's something. I think there's something in there that'll pop you positive and make you miss 4 games. So in order to do that, I would need a prescription. So I do not have a prescription. So, therefore, I will not be trying that out. But that would be a heck of a way to try something for the first time. Pop one of those before a football game. There might be some other issues that go into that. But, Yeah, I'm not going to be experimenting with that this Saturday night.
Other issues like stabbing someone in the eye? Is that the other issue? Like, how do you tackle this guy low if he's just popping Viagra before the game? There is, and like you mentioned the PED thing, you know, you could get a prescription for it, and the league would kind of allow that and overlook that PED test, maybe. And there's talk that, like, in baseball, like, this is the new HGH.
You're getting a little too serious about this. I was just looking for a few jokes.
No, this is a serious topic.
You and ask
some people do this in the league.
You and ask McCarthy about it at the end.
I'm going to ask Mike if he pops Viagra before a game to stay warm. I'll ask him.
You're going to ask if he does?
Yeah.
All right.
That's going to be called this out. You're just standing there. Like, you're in Green
just
Bay.
Do it. You're do in it.
Playoff Friday.
Do it.
You're in Green Bay. You're just standing there. You know, you're sitting on the side. You're not moving around, so you're not warm. You're gonna pop a blue pill to stay warm.
Okay.
Get a little circulation
going. Are you gonna judge the way the interview's going before? You're gonna do it at the end.
I mean, do it at the beginning, in the middle.
All right.
Do it in the middle.
There you go.
Write it down right now.
877-881-1053. It's so funny watching everyone on ESPN yesterday react like they're so scared over the word Viagra.
God, they talked about sex.
Yeah.
That Diana Russini was like, I'm not a medical expert, so please explain this to me, boy Scott.
877-881-1053. We're live on the Fan Cam, and we are live on Twitch as well. Let's get you ready for Sunday. Is there any type of magic and secret to playoff football? What does he think about Will McClay getting re-signed? What does he know about these referees? And he's willing to be slimed on Nickelodeon? If the Cowboys win this game, this should be fun with the head coach of America's team. Mike McCarthy joins us live next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Bam! It is now time for the head coach of America's team. Every Friday at this time, it's Mike McCarthy with Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan, a playoff Friday edition. Good morning, coach. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's Sean and RJ doing today?
Man, this week has just, it's been slow. Has it felt like that for you? We can't get to the weekend.
Yeah.
We're talking about the same angles and topics 50,000 times. We're just like, let's get the damn game here. Do you feel the same way?
I feel like I'm the one that's supposed to be saying that.
I know.
All right.
That's how much we care, coach.
I think it makes sense fast. I'm sorry?
That's how much we care.
Oh, I know you care. I mean, it's obvious. You can see that in the passion of your voice, but more importantly, in the precision of your questions.
Look at that. Every week.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not in a hurry because I just always believe in the process of the preparation. So, but I thought it was going pretty quickly here up to this point. But today will be a good day because today, Friday, is always the day where you have everything in, you're reviewing, and then you can really focus on the beginning and the ending of the game. That's we call it fast start Friday and furious finish Friday. So we're excited about Sunday, but. Definitely in totally need this, in need of these 2 days of prep before we get there.
So your sleep, patterns over the next few days, you don't think they're going to change too much with your playoff experience? Like, do your nerves, you know, it's a good nervous energy go up, or you have a hard time sleeping, or, you know, just the same as always?
I have a hard time staying down, and I think it's just more during the course of the week because what's on your mind. Friday is usually a decent night of sleep historically for me. I just won't stay down as long. I'll get this. I've learned over time. I was foolish enough as a young coach and lived by the saying of sleep is for the weak, and that was not a good plan. But I did it for about a decade. I fully understand, like all of us, the importance of sleep. But I just can't stay down as long, particularly the night before game.
Coach, what's the biggest difference that you've seen between playoff football and regular season football? Let's take the emotion out of it, right? Like the game is bigger. But like on the field, the biggest difference?
Well, it's tied to the emotion. The energy is just constant. The urgency is heightened. The momentum swings. You have to be focused on the momentum swings because you don't want to swing too far. Either way. It's important to stay. We call it stay in neutral. But I think the biggest thing outside of the motion is it's the focus. The focus in these playoffs games is really to me the winning factor. And so far, I think our guys have done a really good job in the preparation part of it. I thought Wednesday's practice was outstanding. We had some bumps in the road yesterday, but that happens, particularly in the padded work and things like that. But it's really the focus. The focus is the difference.
Do you think sometimes teams get a little too conservative in the playoffs? Like they don't want to make that mistake. They don't want to make the mistake that's going to cost them the game instead of just going out and playing.
I think it's happened. Yeah, no doubt. I think it's all part of playoff experience. I mean, there's the biggest thing that I've seen in playoff football is, how you win the game, and it usually doesn't show up in the statistical component of it because, there's always a few games plays in a game in this league. It's so hard to win a normal game, a regular season game, in our league, and then you get into the playoffs, and there's always key plays in games, and just the discipline and the focus of not chase those plays, but obviously execute them when the opportunity is there. So I can see that definitely being the case for some individuals, but I wouldn't say that's an overall team issue, that I've seen in my experience.
Mike McCarthy here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. I'm curious what your reaction has been, or if the players have laughed or gotten a little ticked off over this narrative of this game of, it's physical versus finesse, and San Fran is going to come in here and try to beat up the Cowboys, and they're the tougher, more physical team. Have you heard that, Coach, and your reaction or your guys' reactions to that thought?
I have not heard that. I definitely understand, how San Francisco presents itself in the style of play that they bring to the table. I respect their style of play, and I think it's definitely lines up with our style of play, and I think it'll be a big part of the contest. It always is. I think it'll be one of the keys to victory for us is the not only the style of play that they bring in here and we bring into the game. It's going to be the focus and discipline of it through four quarters. So yeah, Christ's sake, I don't look at our team as a finesse team. So I don't. This is the first time I've been asked that all week, so great job.
Oh, yes.
All right.
All right. Bad job by the other media members. All right, do you have a magical McCarthy motivational trick planned for your guys before this one?
Magical? No. I think it's messaging for the way we do it in-house here. It kind of forms itself during the week. You definitely have focal points that you're hitting on, but there's no watermelons in the building. I'm just saying.
That's a good reference. Mike McCarthy, Julius here, 105 Through the Fan. How does Kyle Shanahan make the running game, I'm a passing guy, how does he make it fun? Because usually you think running, it's just just pounded in the middle, boring. He makes it creative and fun. What does he do differently as a coach?
I appreciate his creativity. I think he stays to his core values. If you look at the, I know every coach has a history and a path that they, that they go through as far as establishing their own identity and their own voice, and particularly their own style of play and scheme, scheme awareness. And I think he does that, in the run game. I mean, it's obviously, you look at the way their lines are built. There's a lot of investment in their offensive and defensive lines, so they're very talented. But I think he does an excellent job of being creative, and particularly, I think they do a really good job of stressing the C gap is the way we've always viewed it. For whether you're trying to set the edge to the front side of the run or the cutback lane to the backside. So I think they do a really good job with formation and shifting and particularly playing. Being in one personnel group and be able to, attack you with, two back concepts and one back concepts and empty back concepts. So I think he does a very good job being creative and challenging the defense.
Coach, it looks like you guys are looking near perfect or as great as you could have hoped health-wise. Is that the same for COVID today as of what you know? I know where you're going next after this call, what office you're going to, but you guys looking good in that regard still today?
Looking good. I've already been down there with Jim in the training room, so everything's clear today.
Nice.
So we're off to another great start. Yeah, I can't say enough about our our players and really our coaching and support staff. I mean, just the urgency and the awareness of doing the extra things. Knock on wood, it's been a really good week. I'm hoping we're through the storm that we were in last week and in the prior week. So, the health of our football team. And, when I look at the big picture, Jerry, Steven, and Will, just how we projected the roster and trying to get guys back at the right time and playing guys at a certain play time here down the stretch. I think it's worked out very well. It's really laid up nicely for us because this is the healthiest we've been in quite some time.
Coach, officiating has obviously been a big storyline throughout this year. I can never remember in my 10 years of doing this waiting for the crews to be announced to talk about that on the radio. But what do you know about this crew in terms of their tendencies and maybe what to expect Sunday?
Well, I mean, it's really the statistical breakdown of the crew for this week, you really kind of have to throw it out the window. Alex Kemp, we've had him this year, but it's an all-star. An all-star crew. So, I think he only has one other official that from his crew that's on there, the Kemp Super Crew. And so I think my experience, and I hope it holds true, is you're not talking about officiating a whole lot in the playoffs, and I hope that's the case. You can't really, because my belief is, the crew's performance is really driven by the white hat, and I think the fact that these guys haven't really worked together, it'll be interesting to see how it goes. I'm very hopeful and confident that we won't be talking much about the officials after this game, is my thought.
Coach, Jerry talked to us on Tuesday about potentially having the kicking woes altering the game plan. Do you see that as a possibility that maybe you go for two a little bit more, or you go for it on fourth and three a little bit more because of the inconsistencies of kicker?
I'll just say, you look at every game. First you start off where you're playing. So I feel good about the wind. As far as
might be good.
So that's a starting point. But no, you go through it every week. Greg's having a very good week of prep, and trust me, no one's more conscientious of the details of what he's going to do to perform on Sunday. So I'm definitely in tune with that. The fourth down is something we'll spend a little more time on today, and then we'll finalize tomorrow morning in the coordinators meeting. But we have a process of going into the game of when we want to go for it on fourth down, down a distance and so forth. And we'll use the same process again this week for San Francisco.
Mike McCarthy here on The Fan. I love what you've been saying about Dak throughout the week in the daily pressers. For those that missed that, for our audience, what's he been like this week, and what's really impressed you about him preparing for a playoff game?
Well, I mean, he's Dak Prescott. I mean, if you just watch him command the huddle, it's the same every day. He commands the huddle the same in the walkthrough as he does on the field. And I think it's a tremendous asset and really a reflection of discipline in how he prepares a professional. I mean, he's done that all year. So I think the most important thing is you just see him being himself. I think like anything, you know, every one of us can't wait to play Sunday. This is what we've been working for. This is what we've been talking about working towards since April. So, and he's definitely at the front of the line, and you know, he just wants to go out and perform the best he can. And trust me, I don't think there's anybody I know in my experience that doesn't put more into it than he does. So he's a great leader for us, and obviously what I always appreciate is a phenomenal example for our young players.
And did I hear you correctly yesterday that you committed to being slimed for the Nickelodeon audience if y'all win this game?
You caught that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
You tried to spin it to sign to get Dalrymple to bail you out, but I don't think it worked.
Well, I didn't, you know, at that moment, I wasn't, you know, totally in tune with exactly what I was being asked. But, you know, as always, I showed keen flexibility and adaptation to please the crowd. But,
very much so.
So, yeah, hey, like I said yesterday, anything for the kids.
Coach, San Fran fans travel well. We've seen that here. And you know, the Rams saw that last week. They commented how it was difficult, it was unexpected. Have you guys had to, you know, prepare for maybe the not so quiet home field when you guys are on offense?
Definitely. I mean, we do the crowd noise every week, so I'm not, you know, super concerned about it. But I think it's also, you know, just it's a reflection of how people feel about coming to Dallas, how they feel about coming to AT&T Stadium, and you know, and obviously, I think the desire to be at this game. I think it speaks volumes about what's in front of us. You know, I know working at other places, you know, that, you know, the opposing fans love to go to Dallas, and that's part of the challenge here. You know, it's part of being the challenge of being a Dallas Cowboy. So we welcome the pressure. It's a privilege, and you know, it's something that you learn very quickly. You know, what the expectation and the standard is. And, you know, it won't be the first time that we'll have opposing fans in our stadium. It's, you know, I think it's more of a reflection of, you know, people wanting to be here to see the Cowboys and the 49ers.
Coach, the big news that everyone around here was celebrating yesterday was finding out that Will McClay wasn't going anywhere. Can you just talk about your time in working with Will and what has really impressed you the most about him?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, personally and, you know, professionally, was thrilled to see, you know, Will get the contract finished. So, you know, he's someone that I probably worked the closest with. Will and I spend a tremendous amount of time together. You know, he's very diligent in his process. You know, he's been here quite a long time, so I think that's important because you have the in-house and, you know, comparables versus the league-wide comparables. You know, so he's an excellent personnel man, super consistent. And, you know, I can't say enough about how much I enjoy working with him. But, yeah, I think to a man, everybody was thrilled to see that we got Will completed on his contract. That was a nice, very nice day yesterday.
Coach, I don't know if you heard this, but I'm going to go there. Bart Scott talked about how Josh Allen, because of the cold, he has bad circulation, should take Viagra before the game to improve his blood flow. You've coached in some cold weather games. Have you on the sideline, like, popped a blue pill to stay warm? Because you're not moving around very much.
Well, that's a shocker that you picked that up. I have coached in a lot of cold games, and but I never even heard of that recommendation. I understand it, you know. Not that I would know from experience.
You understand it,
sure, absolutely. Yeah,
I understand the thought process in it, but yeah, it's it was definitely newsworthy. So, but I think it shows the mentality of playoff football. What, you know, whatever it takes, you got to get up as high as you can.
Yes, you do.
Mike, well done. Well done. Thank you for the time, and we are wishing you all the luck on Sunday, and we're hoping to celebrate with you, man. Thank you. We appreciate it, and good luck with that sleep.
You bet. Take care, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.